All right, everyone. Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am truly glad that you are with us. Thank you for your patience as we were working through the technological glitches. But believe me when I say these two wonderful ladies who are going to be speaking with me today are going to make that wait worth your while. We're talking about a way to empower our children so we can empower our families, so we can empower our communities and make our country a better place to live. In fact, even the world, because I'm sure that what's going to be discussed is going to be information that's contained in a book that's going to be not limited to America, but it's going to be circulating so that the world can get in on this information and help our children become better children, so they can help our families become better families, help our communities become better communities, so that our world can become a better world. We have two great experts who are joining us for the discussion. We have Ms. Amanda Salzhauer. How are you doing, madam?
Hi, I'm well, thanks. How are you, Carl?
I am well as well. And thank you again so much for your patience and helping us get this glitch worked out so that we can move forward.
I'm glad we're here together.
So we have Amanda Salzhauer and we have Dr. Dale Atkins, who has requested that I address her as Dale. So when you all hear me address her by her first name, that is by request. You know, Dale, they know that when I am speaking with my guest, if that guest has a title, I attach that title. And the only time I make an exception is if the person asks me to. So.
Well, thank you. I think And just in response to your wonderful approach to having this be a conversation as if we're in each other's living room, I just think that's wonderful. And we are so pleased to be with you today. And thank you for that great introduction. It really would be wonderful if this could just have this impact on the whole world.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, because the whole world needs it. Before we begin to get further into the book, and ladies and gentlemen, I know some of you may have to leave us at about 1:30, so I want to give you the title of the book right now, that you know where you can find it. It is The Kindness Advantage. Who would like to tell us more about the title? Don't go into the book yet, but the subtitle.
We really thought that it was important to talk about how we can cultivate, as opposed to teach, compassion and kindness and empathy in children, and because we really do believe that we have this in all of us, and the idea was to have an advantage when you're kind. You really do have an advantage in lots of ways, which we'd love to talk with you about.
Wow,
but that's how
awesome.
The title came about.
I love that. So you all are talking about deliberately pulling out of us the best that can be found in humanity.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that was really interesting and inspiring for us as we started to work on the book is looking at some of the research that's been done with little babies at Yale University in their baby lab. And what it shows us is that babies, 3 months old, 6 months old, 8 months old, assess other people based on their on empathy, right? They will choose people who are helpers over people who are hinderers. So that gives us information that we are hardwired for kindness. And one of our goals in writing the book was to give parents and grandparents a guide for how to help bring out those best qualities in their children.
So there are advantages. We're living in the 21st century. We take a look at, well, how some of us grown folks do things. And I'm thinking about the fact that, and we're looking at it from both angles. We have a lot of beautiful grown folks who really, really do a great job of connecting with people of all age groups, people of all ethnicities, people who really care about connecting and about engaging in positive ways. But we also have, on the flip side of that, a lot of grown people who are really, really good at just being ugly. And we can, you know, whether we take a look at what's happening in D.C. or whether we take a look at what's happening in some of our schools, wherever, we see grown folks who get it right. We see grown folks who get it wrong. Along with that, we have a lot of kids, whether we're talking about young adults, whether we're talking about teens, whether we're talking about preteens, you name it, who really do a great job of helping their peers feel welcome, feel wanted. Then we have young people who are bullies. Now, I'm saying all that to ask this. Would we be putting our kids at a disadvantage in a world where it seems like hostility and malice is steadily increasing by teaching them to be kind?
It's such a great question, Carl. As you were talking, I was thinking of so many areas that connect to this. But in my initial response, you can be kind and you can be strong. You can be assertive and you can be kind. You can stand up for yourself and you can be kind. And I think that what you're saying is that, are these two things mutually exclusive, and will our children be disadvantaged in a world that could be dog-eat-dog by being kind? And we truly believe, and one of the reasons we wrote the book, is to help people see that you really have so many leaders who have been kind and strong, and to use them as models. And there are so many people who are doing things that are, quote, the right thing, who are treating people well. As you said, you know, there are people who are grown who do things that you really admire. And that's one of the reasons that in our book we feature people, we feature children who have done remarkable things and who are doing remarkable things. And we also try to kind of deconstruct, if you will, kind of break down, what is it about these people that we so admire, who are charitable, who are kind? What are the elements that they have and in common? And that's how we talked about the fundamentals, that each of these people seems to be pretty strong on accepting other people, being committed to something, connected with other people, have empathy for other people. They want to give to one another. They're interested in other people or the environment. It's not just people. It's animals. It's the environment. They nurture themselves and others, and they observe. They watch what's going on. You know, things don't get by them quickly, and they question when they're not content. They really question, why is this? And then we also suggest that people really be themselves. Try and do this and be who they are and be strong, but be kind.
I love that. I love that. Dr. Dale Atkins is a licensed psychologist with more than 40 years of experience as a relationship expert, focusing on families, wellness, managing stress, and living a balanced, meaningful life. Amanda Salzhauer is a master's social worker, and she's worked as a social worker in clinics and private practice. Currently, she's serving as a secretary of the Horace Mann School Board, president of the board of Riverdale Neighborhood House, and she sits on the Advisory Council of Child Health Partnership at St. John's University. They will be back with us in just a few, so sit tight. We'll be right back with more of the Kindness Advantage.